the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
At 800-313-9443. Now, you were talking about the states that were very active in organ donations, and Colorado was one of them, and you mentioned Wisconsin.
And then the third one is Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, they actually have a bill in the legislature now to make it even easier to get organs. And in some way, it's similar to what the law is already in 43 states, but it makes it even easier in what they're trying to do in Pennsylvania. The requirement for being of sound mind when you become an organ donor is being removed. So no longer do you have to be of sound mind. It does make for presumed intent and presumed consent for everything to be done to you. And these things that are done to people before they take their organs, they put a large tube into the blood vessel and the groin, and then they feed it back to where the aorta is in the chest. That tube has a balloon on the end of it, and what they do is their process of getting organs, they put them on a heart-lung machine after they pump up this balloon, and the heart-lung machine keeps the kidney, the liver, and the lower part of the body pink, but the balloon keeps the blood from going up to where the heart is because they're afraid the heart will start again. It keeps the blood the circulation from going up to where the brain is because they all have a functioning brain before they do this, and they're afraid it'll even function more. And so that these donors at that time have a pink lower part of their body and a blue upper part of their body. These things are going on. The people have no idea about what's happening with them. The laws are such that technicians can remove these organs. It doesn't even require a doctor anymore. The requirement for full and informed and explicit consent is removed in the Pennsylvania law. It's already removed in 43 states. The laws are such that if your driver's license is revoked, or if you go to the driver's bureau to revoke your permission to take your organs, the law is such that a revocation is not a refusal, and they can still get your organs anyway. The law in Pennsylvania will allow children 16 years of age to give their organs. The law in Ohio is that children 15 and a half years of age can give their organs. And then the law is written that the parents authorize that they agree that this is okay. And of course they're agreeing at a time when the kids are getting their temporary permit or getting their first driver's license. Sure. But most significantly, what these laws do is they remove the concept of personhood from the person. And once someone has signed up to be an organ donor, and once they get involved with organs being taken, they're considered to be a subject. In medicine, a subject is someone that you...
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural organic and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air, destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases, kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
And does a hospital, when they have a patient that they extract organs from, do they get a certain amount of money? What is in it for them?
Yes, they get a large amount of money. And not only that, but the hospital begins to get money as soon as someone is placed on the organ transplant list, so that immediately they start to collect. At least that's my understanding, that they begin to collect as soon as the name is placed on the list.
Okay, and so if a patient comes in terrible condition, serious injuries, then they start looking. Do they start looking for a recipient right away?
I believe they start looking while the patient is still at the scene of the accident. Immediately it starts, especially if they're between 16 and 30, immediately things begin to decide even which hospital that they go to. The organization of trauma is accord with trauma centers, but for the level one trauma centers are also the centers where organ transplants are done. And so sometimes it seems to me it would be better not to go to a level one center, and and although it's all of that is out of my control, what happens? But when my wife was in a serious automobile accident several years ago, and looking back on it, it seemed to me to be better to be in a level two center, although she did have severe injury with broken ribs and broken wrist and broken vertebrae, but she was able to be treated in a level two center. And at that time, I knew less about organ transplants than I do now. But the level one trauma centers are also the transplant centers. So decisions are made about which hospital to go to. We presume and assume that it all has to do with things that are good for the patient. And maybe they are. But I also know that some things that are done in terms of how much fluids are giving, it's very difficult to review records. But when I've been able to review the records and find out that sometimes in one day they'll give as much fluids as to a patient that we ordinarily would give over 3 days. And of course, if somebody has a head injury, we want the fluids to stay as little as possible because we don't want to the brain to swell. On the other hand, if you want to keep the liver and the kidneys and other organs in good shape, then lots of fluids are given. So these kinds of things are going on, but the ordinary folks have no way to find out as to what's happening. The only thing I can tell you is be alert. Know that if you're between 16 and 30, they would really like to get your organs. And know that it's presumed that everyone intends to be an organ donor already in 43 states. And I know that Pennsylvania is trying to enhance such activities. I don't know about the other six states or so, or five states. I don't know what's happening in those states, but I do know that you need to stay alert. You need to find out what the law is. Like, I think that everyone should be writing to the senators in Pennsylvania and say, please do not pass Senate Bill 750. Senate Bill 750 is what this bill is. It's in committee now. It's possible to stop it in the committee, but people need to write to their senators in Pennsylvania and get them to stop the passage of this bill.
Now, why would a legislator want to pass a bill like that is in direct conflict to the interest of his constituents? Are there lobbyists that are lining the pockets of the politicians?
I can't tell you in terms of lining the pockets. I could tell you that there are lots of lobbyists, and the lobbyists are all part of the organ procurement organization, those kind of things. And, yes, they do visit with the senators and representatives, and then, here in Ohio, there were not very many who testified against the law. I went there to testify against the law. And then it was such a serious matter, I went back the next time they had hearings, and they started out by saying, we ordinarily don't allow anybody to testify more than once. And my mind says, well, why not? And then they said, but we'll let you testify. I guess because maybe I was a doctor or whatever reason they had. But I wanted to say, I don't think I should get anything special. I'm just coming here to tell you about it. And basically what the law does is it changes us to involuntary servitude. Involuntary servitude is really a form of slavery. That is, things are done without the slave understanding what's being done. And that's what's being done in Ohio and in 43 states. The citizens are not aware of what's happening. They're not informed of what's happening. And slavery isn't always for someone to be in shackles and to be being whipped. The way you make a slave of someone is that you have power over them, but you do not inform them about what's happening to them, and you don't let them understand how the power is over them. And that's the way these laws are. And And yes, it is important for all of your listeners to realize they should not sign up to be an organ donor, to realize that if they have children, the lives of their children are in jeopardy. Everyone should be writing to the legislator, to the senators in Pennsylvania. There's a chance to stop this law in Pennsylvania from going any further. The laws are such like one of the things that's done to people if they want to get their lungs, they put a tube in the stomach, and then what they do is they put into the stomach betadine. Betadine is an iodine solution that we doctors use to prepare the before an operation. We wash our hands with it. It kills germs, but we would never put it inside of anyone, and yet they put it inside of these donors. They're still living donors. They put betadine in their stomach to kill the germs in their stomach in case there's any aspiration. They won't aspirate living germs, live germs. And so this betadine is used that way. It's absolutely awful. When we first started using betadine, we noticed things that happened, like rings on our hands. If they had silver color, they became a brown color because they changed. It's so irritating, even to metals like rings, and yet they put this betadine into the stomach of donors. These things are going on. The people are not informed. The very least that ought to be happening is that people ought to be fully and explicitly informed. They ought to realize that there is no way to be an organ donor unless you have a healthy organ and you must be a living person. Then,
right.
And people think that after death, sure, you can take my organs. It's how they think. They don't realize that you can't be dead and be an organ donor. You must be living.
Right. And you don't even have to have an organ donor card. In fact, if you don't, if you are the appropriate age and you have been in a terrible accident, they will look at you as a donor, correct?
That's absolutely correct.
Wow. This young man that I was talking about is in a level one hospital. Now, when an ambulance, I assume that the ambulance went to pick him up, I assume that the decision, you said the decision starts immediately at the accident scene. Would the ambulance attendants convey to the hospital the seriousness of a person who's been in an accident?
Well, the ambulance attendants ordinarily make their observations, and then they're in communication with the transplant centers, the coordinators of to which hospital and that kind of thing. But it's, in modern technology, the communication goes quickly from ambulance to the center and that kind of thing. So they're all involved, and it begins as soon as the 911 call goes and as soon as the donor is identified as someone that's at an age when they would like to get organs, immediately it begins that way. I know it's very difficult for people to think that this is going on, and it's hard for me. I'm a doctor. I'm part of medicine. I've been at the forefront. I was one of the pioneers in the beginning of intensive care unit for infants. I started a special care nursery in 1963 when we really had no treatments. I was I worked with the electronic engineers from the NASA, the astronauts program. We used the blood pressure.
Somebody. For all Gulf Coast disaster survivors, be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 Polar Bears, $4 gifts, 3 felt automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and a fear-mongering documentary.
Hi.
Hey, first of all, I think you should get the award for the year when it comes to such a broad, wonderful selection of guests. I enjoy listening to the show because you have so many different topics, so many different people. You don't get caught in a rut like some other talk show hosts that I listen to occasionally that have the same guest on all the time. So I really appreciate that. And the other thing I want to put out is possibly a request. Whether or not it'll do any good, especially if we've got legislation floating around pushing people into this involuntary servitude. However, if the good doctor would be willing to do so, even if it was like a paid subscription type of thing, I would be more than happy to pay for something like this to have his knowledge on a piece of paper that says, I am not an organ donor. Do not pump betadine into my stomach. Do not do this. Do not do that. I do wish to live, and treat me accordingly. And so I don't know if that's something that would do any good, but it certainly would be something that I would have an interest in, that would be something I could have printed out and, something I might even wear as a in a pouch on a necklace, or have it on a USB drive that I carried with, or something that had a medical symbol on it that said, medical attention or something like that, that somebody would actually pull that document up and maybe even read it in the event that I didn't have someone beside me to make those same recommendations or hand over that same paperwork.
Okay, Dr. Byrne, you've already got something like that, right?
The process is very good in terms of putting such direction in multiple places. At one time, I thought the only chance you had would be to have tattooed on various parts of your body that says no, 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 and maybe that would work. Next to a tattoo, what we do have, and you can get in touch with us at www.thelifeguardian.org, and we do have medical cards that we will send out to you. And the medical card is such that you want to live the lifespan given to you by God. You don't want anybody to hasten your death or to shorten your life. You don't want anybody to take your organs or do anything harmful to you. And these medical cards can be signed and dated and have two witnesses. And you can designate someone else to see that these things are carried out on you, but that someone else can't do anything to shorten your life. It's the only way that I know to protect and to preserve your life if you can get that from us. We're appreciative of donation if we ever get any, and we're appreciative of that. And, yes, I do go around and I speak about this subject whenever I'm invited. Scott might consider inviting me to his church or his community or wherever. The issues are the same no matter where people go to church or if they don't go to church. The issues are the same. That is that we all get our life. Our life is given to us. We all come in the world the same without anything. We all go out of the world the same without anything. But during this time, we want to live the length of time that's given to us. And fact of the matter is our Declaration of Independence is based on the inalienable rights to life, to liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But life is our existence. The liberty comes from two Latin words, liberum arbitrium, and again, Latin reverses them, but liberum is desires and arbitrium is mastery. So mastery over desires, and mastery over desires is to do good and avoid evil. And of course, that's where our conscience is, and that's where the right to privacy is. This is an inalienable right, an inalienable gift, and what they are doing is taking away our liberty when they are having presumed intent that we intend to be an organ donor. They take away our liberty when it's presumed consent. These things ought not be done to us without full and explicit information. And if we have full and explicit information, the question is, would any of us be sign up to be an organ donor? And of course, you're kept from getting these things, but thanks, Scott, for your question, and contact us, and we'll see that you get the medical card that will protect and preserve your life.
Thank you. Can you give me that website one more time?
It's www.thelifeguardian.org.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You have to put all that in there, thelifeguardian.org.
Got you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Scott. All righty. We're going to a break just in seconds, but it's important, and these cards are wonderful little cards, and they're two-sided, and you carry it with you at all times, and it says, if I am unconscious, seriously ill, injured, or unable to communicate, and...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Introducing Michael Anthony's Private Stock Herbal Formulas, infection killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the Rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the Revitalizer, pure power in a delicious drink. If your body's dragging, you need Dragon Juice. Lung formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great tasting herbal teas and more. Michael Anthony's Private Stock exclusive herbal formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's Private Stock exclusive herbal formulas.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Another gentleman, and it's really a very good book, and I recommend that you get it. We do have a lot of other callers, so let's take Sherry from Kansas. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Second what Scott said, Deanna, you've got the best show on RBS.
Thank you.
Dr. Byrne, is it not true that if someone has a transplant, that they're generally on immune suppressant drugs for the rest of their life?
Yes, it is true, and they have to be because our organs and tissues are designed that they're just for us. They're really not for anyone else. And the anti-rejection drugs that the recipients have to take takes away their immunity, so they're more prone to infections and serious infections. It also makes them more susceptible to cancers. Many of the recipients of organs eventually die of cancer of one kind or another. So these are serious matters. And if we didn't have this easy way to get an organ from someone, I strongly suspect we would have lots of other treatments that would be better than what's going on with organ transplants.
Well, I have looked into alternative medicine for a long time, and I've heard of a lot of people, a lot of practitioners that, you know, have helped people detox themselves and save themselves from organ transplants. And I believe that's the kind of thing you're talking about. In the legal profession, they tell us, oh, you have to exhaust your administrative remedies. Well, the medical profession, the allopathic medical profession, they don't exhaust all the remedies until they, you know, because they won't look at detoxing.
Yes, there are a lot of things like that, and of course it's so easy to get on the transplant list. I have two friends who were put on the transplant list for liver, and we just got them on medication that helped their liver to improve, and they got better and never got a transplant. They're both living and well. They had to change their lifestyle. And it's lifestyle that often has to change. Like we live in a world where we get propagandized about obesity and being overweight and the like, and yet it's very simple sometimes, although it might not be easy, but it's very simple to get someone to exercise and lose weight. It doesn't cost a lot of money, but it's certainly one of the very best things that one can do for one's health, and sometimes with loss of weight, the needs for other treatments go away.
Yeah, because a lot of your toxins are stored in fat, right?
That's exactly correct, and these toxins are there, and so you're correct that that often everything doesn't get looked at, and so easy to just go get on a transplant list. It's almost like it's so easy to turn on a light switch rather than find some other way to do things.
Do you happen to offer this card in the form of like a medical bracelet like some people wear?
We don't, but you have to know that we do our best with the limitations that we have. And we encourage those of you to join with us and help us in what we're doing. And we welcome ideas like this. How much we can do ourselves, that's limited. But certainly if we would all get together and stay focused on what's true and what's good, then we would be doing the right things for ourselves and for each other. So we thank you very much, and I hope you'll contact us.
Yes, I applaud your efforts. Thank you, Doctor.
Thanks, Sherry. All righty, let's take Ann in Iowa. Ann, welcome to the program.
Hey, Anna. Hi, I'm Dr. Paul. 25 years ago next month, when I was 23 years old, I was in a multi-car accident. I severely injured my foot, leg, and arm, but I had a really bad head injury of my face and skull. And I have scars underneath my belly button from where I did get that Betadine lavage, and they were absolutely prepping me for donation of all of my organs. And while they didn't get any, I survived despite their best efforts. I was also injured in that hospital, and then ever since then, on all my records, any place I go, I write on my medical records for treatment only. No,
yes.
Research for treatment only. And I don't like at all what's going on with these electronic medical records, because all of my medical records have lots of mistakes in them, and I hate the idea that, you know, the mistake gets, you know, magnified and multiplied electronically. But is there a way to put a restriction like your card on our medical records electronically, do you think?
Well, that's another good idea. The electronic health record on the surface seems to be a good thing. What I observe happening, if you just switch the thought just a little bit to errors in medicine, and the way the approach is to get more and more electronic things. But as you pointed out, is if something is recorded electronically and it's an error, it keeps being duplicated. And of course, I have concerns about all of this information that goes into a hospital record locally, goes into a hospital system, goes into the national health system. And I really don't see these things as being good for any one of us as individuals. So again, stay alert. I can't solve all the problems in the world, but right now our focus is on, is brain death true death? And it's not. And you can get that book from us that goes into this. There are all authors from multiple places in the world, from England, Brazil, Japan. These are all people that have identified the problem with brain death, so you can get that. But it's also a problem with organ donation, organ transplantation in itself. And this is where our concentration is, but we also concentrate on other people like infants who have chromosomal things not getting treatment. We're very concerned for that, and we stand to protect and preserve life for every person from conception until true death. And true death is the word that you have to use if you're going to protect and preserve your life.
Well, amen to that, and thank you for your fine works. And I'll offer my support and help spread the word. And
thank you, Dan,
for your fine show.
Contact us and get that card from us, and then suggest to us in writing that we do something about other things like bracelets or electronic health record and the like. If you contact us, it's a greater chance that we won't forget it and we'll do something about it.
Thank you, Ann. All righty, let's take Joe in Indiana. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hi, good afternoon, Deanna. Thank you for taking my call. And Dr. Byrne, your last caller was on the topic, a little bit of the topic that I was interested in. They're requiring us physicians in the next 2 years to get onto this electronic progress note system. And I just caught the last, I came on a little bit late today, but apparently, is that, you think that kind of information might be in those type of records as time goes on?
And along those lines, you know, the federal government is giving large sums of money to doctors and hospitals to install the electronic health record.
They're offering $50,000 to sign up into the program. And a good friend of mine, his older brother, they went ahead and did it, but it actually cost them over $100,000 to implement the system, and the government has not reimbursed them. So the group of friends that in the circle of people I know, we're trying to be the last holdouts and not do this, because I know they want to require this, but if you're in a smaller practice or if you have a small number of doctors, it's really a prohibitive type of price.
Yes, well, I think that I have a hard time in terms of how many stands I take, but I am very concerned about the electronic health record. I've taken care of patients for many years, and my records have been good and adequate for all purposes for the patient. If you just go towards the record keeping, the HIPAA laws that we're all familiar with, very few people read the HIPAA law other than what they get from the hospital attorney that tells you about it. But the HIPAA law has written into it 14 ways that the government can get your information without your permission and use it without your permission. And one of the ways that they can do this is that they can get information about you in order to be an organ donor. And that's part of why I started to read the HIPAA law, and there's a list of 14 ways the government can get your information without your permission and use it without your permission. And then it's also written into the law, if you're concerned about that, you can complain and appeal, but the same person that determines that it's all right to take your organs is the one that determines whether your appeal will be listened to, and once your appeal is denied, you have no other recourse. And all of that is built into the HIPAA law. And always us doctors and nurses from From the very first time that I got into medicine at all, we were taught and instructed not to talk about our patients in the cafeteria, not to talk about the patients on the elevator. Doctors, nurses, hospitals always protected your records, and we kept that information confidential, and we didn't need a HIPAA law to keep your records confidential, but the government and needed a HIPAA law to get your organs and to do other things with your information. And yes, the electronic health record just makes it easier for those things to happen. I really encourage everybody to realize the specialness of the gift of our life, the specialness of each person, and then realize what doctors do is protect and preserve life. And that's all doctors and nurses and respiratory therapists ought to do. Sometimes the respiratory therapist will say, the doctor said to stop the ventilator. What should they do? And my answer is whoever orders it ought to have to do it themselves, because doctors ought to be protecting and preserving life, and that's the only thing they should be doing.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with you, doctor. And because I actually have had several patients express some concerns about these electronic records, and that's why we are looking into all. In fact, I have some conferences I'll be attending shortly, which more and more they're addressing this, and we're hoping that there would be a grandfather clause in there for many of us because of the price that it would cost. And then they're also requiring. I know some other doctors personally have had to hire scribes to follow them around because there's a limited time in which you have to submit those progress notes to the electronic record. And then there's
yes.
the issue of audits and things like that, which concern a lot of people.
But yes. Dr. Joe, why don't you consider inviting me to your hospital, to your community, to talk about these things in terms of is brain death true death and other things that have to do with organ transplantation. And at the same time, we can get into the things about electronic health records also.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up because I was just thinking about that and I was going to email you because you would be the perfect person to talk to. The other question I quickly had was about cadaver grafts, and I don't want to get too personal about there's an issue. I had a doctor notify me about some of these cadaver grafts, and you kind of alluded to it. Somehow they get a hold of these patients that have passed away, and they may have had some underlying diseases. And somehow they're being either the records are being changed so that they can go ahead and harvest these grafts and place them in other people. And you also alluded to how some of these organ transplant folks are dying of cancers, and there's a concern that these grafts may harbor some other bacteria or organisms that may be a problem for the patient. So are you able to elucidate on that?
Yes, of course this is a serious matter, and if you talk about cadavers, there's no way to get any organ from a cadaver. They can get tissues from a cadaver, and so there's a difference there. But from a true cadaver, what they've done is that they've called these organs cadaveric. You know, like a cadaver, but that a cadaveric is really a living person. And yes. Diseases can be transplanted, and they keep loosening up the requirements as to who's suitable to be an organ donor. And yes, some people have gotten serious illness from a transplant. That's a serious matter, but I concentrate on what about the donor? The donor always is a living person. Every time an organ is transplanted, it's a living person that they take the organs from. The living person either becomes dead when it's a beating heart that's cut out or when it's a whole liver that comes out, or the living person becomes weaker if it's one of two organs. These kinds of things people have to start to become aware of, yes, we do live in a country that's based on the inalienable rights to life, and liberty. Liberty means to know the difference between what's right and wrong, the difference between good and evil, and that's our conscience, and that's where our right to privacy is. these things are being taken away from us in making everyone be an organ donor, in putting all the information on an electronic health record, which on the surface seems to be a good thing, but it then the information isn't kept in one hospital. It isn't kept in three hospitals. It isn't kept in one city. It goes into systems of hospitals, which goes into the federal government. And, yes, you're right, Dr. Joe, in being concerned.
Thank you.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
I'm from the state of Massachusetts, and Obamacare is emulating the system we have here. Privacy is totally gone in Massachusetts. My doctor, who always took written notes, now sits at his computer and pumps the information directly into his computer, because that's tied directly into the state, which is tied. It's just amazing. We have privacy with our attorneys, we have privacy with our clergy, but our privacy with our doctors is history in the state of Massachusetts. And the health care, we've got health insurance people leaving here, and I had to pay a penalty of $840 under this health insurance after paying my own health insurance myself as a self-employed individual for 30 years. I had a $3,000 deductible instead of a $2,000. And because of that, I had to pay a $35 per month penalty for myself and my wife, which amounted to $840 that I had to pay to the state of Massachusetts for having my own health insurance. And Obama and Deval Patrick, the governor of the state of Massachusetts, those two have a very funny relationship. They went to prep school together up in Milton, Mass., I believe. And this whole medical implementation program that they have is slavery. It's everything you said, Doc. And believe it or not, my daughter works in the cadaver business of harvesting cartilage and things like that and going through. It's like, I guess it's like the last grunge move of human bodies, and all the people they get are indigent people. And it's just a travesty what's going on. And my question to you is, how involved is Israel in this organ? I haven't heard you talk about that at all. And I'll just, I appreciate the time.
Thank you, Scott.
I don't know the answer to your question. How involved is Israel? I do know the answer to the question is, how involved are we in the United States? We're very involved, and these things do go internationally so far as the transplantation of organs. Of course, the indigent are taken advantage of in many ways, and that's very serious. But in case you don't know it, all of us are taken advantage of. It's not proper that it's presumed that we intend to be an organ donor. It's presumed that I've consented to everything to be done to me to get my organs without any further permission. That is pure slavery. It's involuntary servitude, and it's a